had Love not Talk left Radio. Africa, the rest of the world would have remained a desert, would never have been peopled.
Bon, voilà. Vous voyez donc que j'ai répondu à la question que vous m'avez posée. Vous demandez que ce soit le droit à l'évolution de rester sur. Je vous réponds que, en toute rigueur scientifique, le premier homme de la Terre était un noir. Il va se différencier pour donner cette cause autre part de la conclusion à cette question.
To answer precisely your first question, which is or was, to what extent or in what way does black figure in the origin of man? And the person was black, and it was he who gave birth to other races of the world.
You have not dealt with the first part of the question.
Nature doesn't create twice the same thing. In the animal, you can see that that's the
Down in the South, I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the palace.
God bless you tonight. Mother's Day, get ready. And you ought to be loving your mother, even if you're realm, or she's in the physical realm. I want to say to you tonight, I got my red suit for Mother's Day. I'm wearing my red. Her red represents her blood running warm in your veins. My lady said, I went and got me a white flower. I said, put the white flower away and get your red flower. Tonight, it's just divine talk, a divine word. We're going to share with you. We've been reading from the 27th number of Psalms, and we read down to the 10th, 11th, and the 12th. Talking from Detroit, been reading it, and I was talking to a prophet Mary, another Mary that called. And I want you to get ready because this year something happened, and prophet will be like how Mary reads. The Psalms, okay? Thank you, guys. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit about Africa. Y'all don't like to talk about Africa, so let me try to You can't get away from Africa. That's where you come from, or your ancestors come from. You believe all men come out of man. All women come out of one woman. Okay? So the black man is the original man, and the black woman is the original woman. Everybody else duplicate. Now you got the Xerox machine, you got the original, and then you take it the same way about that. Some of you don't believe that tonight. We're on from 9 to 11. And on the first, this is the first from 9 to 10. Right here, 9 to 10. So I kind of give you something from 9 to 10. Now, I want you to get your pencil and paper. If you got to need to plant a seed, thank you for those that have seeded to this ministry. And your harvest is going to come. You know, I talk one time about giving and I go it on. If you got to need to plant a seed, some of you so caught up, so messed up. I'm praying tonight for those families and the battles going on. I'm praying tonight that we'll find out that God is stirring the nest. God's stirring the nest. Stirring the nest with all this stuff that's going on. Okay. Some of you don't know what's happening. God is in control. When you know God, things will work. I want you to read 71 tonight. And I also want you to read Psalm 99. Some people say, I want a baby to come. He said, Bishop, what about my mother? Tell you, Sherry, you asked about your mother. Henrietta said, all is well. And don't get stressed out on that job. Because she left you well off. You ain't got to be working like a Hebrew slave. And I want to tell you, Renee, your mother said, take a rest and don't let nothing stress you out. Okay? I said, she got a basketball in her hand, so she's going to the court later. I don't know if you know what that means. Thank you, Ashay. I'm looking. I want to tell you, Pearl, your mother tell you, and she says, stop worrying about something you can't control. You can control grown folks, and they don't listen to you. They say they won't listen to you. Tell them what to do. And they'll get healed. So she said, some you can't heal because they already reprobated. So they messed up. I'm looking at Mary Hart, your mother said, love all the children and don't make a difference. Okay? And if they don't come forward, don't worry about no mother. Just do what you do, and you'll be blessed. Okay? And I want to tell you that all is well. She's going to look over all of my great grandchildren. I look over them in the spirit. I want you to know, thank you, I'm talking to Bertha. Okay? I don't know what Bertha's saying. Y'all might want to ask her a question. Tonight, talking for about 5 minutes, I'm gonna talk to you, to your mothers in the spirit world. Let me go to Pearl right now, with your kind spirit. Pearl, I want you to give testimony. Then, if you want to ask your mother something, I'm gonna tell you. And people say they like your testimony, so that's good. So give us a testimony. Okay, your line is open.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to all the listeners, I would like to say tonight that I am blessed to be in the land of the living, and I'm glad I'm still here. And the Lord, He's still blessing me, and He's in the blessing business. And there's a lot of things I used to worry about, but I had to let it go because He wasn't doing me no good to worry about it. Because it is left up to God. handle. And so I just would like to say that I know within my soul that the ones that are going on, they is blessed to be where they at. And so I don't have anything to ask to the wrong thing. Well, I had talked to Anime today, and she seemed to be back in her right mind because she was talking, and she was talking more than she usually talking. So I told her I was finna hang up. She said, you hanging up awful quick. I told her, I said, I'm gonna let you go, and I'll catch you later. And I'm glad that she's doing better.
Your mother said, Anime, I'm a lot of pressure, but I want you to get a handkerchief. You go to the dollar store, get a handkerchief. And it's a scripture. I want you to put a handkerchief. You get over to Anime, tell Anime where she sleep at night. And that's what they say she got, she ain't got, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you call me, I'll tell you what scripture put on it. And that's just a regular handkerchief you get from the dollar store, okay?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the testimony. Thank you, Chancellor. You were Mary, okay. Mary, I want to know, you want to ask your mother something?
No, whatever she got to tell me, I accept it.
Yeah, she wants you to get more close to her. With your oldest son.
You breaking up, bitch.
See what I'm saying?
You was breaking up.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
She said she wants you and she wants you to be close to with your oldest son and y'all go somewhere. I feel that you and her need to come to Chicago. Get him and you. Chicago. That'd be a mother's day
okay.
For you. Stop being so mean. She said, stop being mean. And things gonna be all right. That's what she's saying. Right? And she walking and she talking. Thank you, Ken.
Right.
Now, will you read what scripture you got to read tonight?
What scripture you want me to read?
Read Psalm 23 number Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I cannot want.
Okay. Just 1 minute. Okay, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read 23rd number, Psalm 1-6.
Thank you for that. Mary Hawkins in Detroit, Motor City. All is well tonight. 2023. Francis told me to tell you all is well, and said, don't worry. Everything in divine order. She's talking to Brother Clarence. The Clarence thing's going to be all right. Okay. I want to tell you, Sherry, out of Louisiana, Henrietta told me to tell you, you need to just don't get upset over your son and what he's doing, and you keep and don't work so hard. And her spirit is around you. Okay, I say, I'm going to the spirit realm tonight. All is well. I want to tell you tonight when I get ready, some people start and stop. And sometimes you wonder why you don't make it because you have not made up your mind that you want God to do something special for you. I want to say this, that this year, 2023, going to be a year of coming out. God is stirring up the nest. You know, I was with Chief Izzy. I want to tell you, and Chief Izzy thinks that his grandfather told him, Mary, that they was in a valley, the whole tribe. So a black eagle came to him and spoke to him, said, "Get everybody out of this valley." And he come back and told the elders, they didn't believe him. But he got his family and they moved. In a month's time, the whole valley was flooded. And he said that eagle was from God. God sent messages sometimes through animals. Sometimes God sent messages through the buffalo. And he sent it through the eagle, okay? Sometimes he sent it through the giraffe. So things that happen will break yoke. Tonight, I want to talk about the eagle stirs his nest. Then later on, to the 11 o'clock, I want to deal with the original black man from Africa. So we have two parts. One part is talking about the original black man that come from Africa. Even the white man come from the black man. He can hate us, but he got to know he come from us. We are the black men are the males, and the black women are the females. Okay? And what I'm saying that every female, black, white males come from them. They're carbon copy. Every black male, the white male, come from the black man. I know y'all don't like this. But what happened, all races come from Africa. I don't care if they're Italian, if they're Chinaman, they all come from black. Everything on the earth, this might help you out, come from the black man and the black mama, okay? Now, you can want to be white if you want to. You can color your hair red, green, but I'm telling you, black man, you are the real man. You the real cop. You ain't got to be no homosexual. You ain't got to be no man married man. That's the European boy that left home. You know what I mean, left home? He left Africa and went to Europe. He left Africa and went over to China. He left Africa and went over to Russia. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Just like the Jews left Russia and come over there to Israel. They really are Russian. Oh, y'all ain't gonna hit me. And even Hitler come a black race. Y'all better listen to what I'm saying. And I'm gonna prove it to you tonight in the 11 o'clock hour. God bless you. I want to thank you for sending a donation for Mother's Day. If you got a need, plant a seed. Go to my website, theseedabrahamyolasite.com, and plant your seed for your need. And you'll get a harvest. Brother Dale Span, the spirit, your dad came and told me everything is going to work out. Dale in Detroit, God getting ready to set you to another level. All the devil stole, Brother Dale in Detroit, Reverend Dale, God going to restore that and give you more. He's going to put people in your vibration that is not trying to take nothing. He's going to put people ready to work. And I see it's a new business finna start up for you. Ashe. I don't care what nobody says. You are the blessed child of the family. You the first child, and you are the blessed child. That's what Bertha said. Bertha said, "Bishop, that's the blessed child of all the living. This is the blessed child. Glory, hallelujah." And don't let nobody tell you that you ain't blessed by God. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, kind prayer. I'll tell you more about that. I want you to get ready tonight. I want to talk about God is stirring his nest in America right now. God is stirring is met with what's going on in America. God is shaking some things up. All them people coming in the country, God know what he's doing. You know, they've been tricking the black man for a long time. But out of time, it's been to come. Y'all believe what I'm saying? God said all is well. I'm praying for you, Hattie. I'm praying for you, Pastor Blue. I'm praying also for you, Deborah Ann. I'm praying for you, Mother Sadie. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. Get ready, because God's going to pour out a divine blessing in your life. That's what he's going to do. Get ready. Just go out for you. Just go out for you. Mother Francis down in New Orleans. Reverend William in New Orleans. Just go out for you. Down in Mississippi. Storm going on down in Texas right now. Ned, just go out for you. Your mother, Ned, said everything will be all right. PG, just go out for you tonight. Thank you.
Now, Jacob, who has been called evil is a personification of God. And that evil is a personification of history. He is saying, just as the eagle does coming,
yeah. Come on. It pays every accept all the way. And believe me, it pays big at the 9th verse of this 19th chapter of the book of Matthew. Jesus accepted it. We see it in great writing. And everyone that places out with a brethren or sister or father or mother or wife or children or man for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. It pays to serve me. But I ask a question today that yes. Answer. Does God give equal pay for equal work? Does God give equal pay for equal work? What do you think about that? Well, just let me tell you this. God does not. God does not give equal pay for equal work. And if God our Lord cannot be sued, because if he could, Shipe's lawyer in Washington would have to bring a case against our Lord and be put for unfair labor practice. Again, he does not give equal pay or equal work. This is not to say, however, that God is an unjust God. Because he's not. He's going to be this passage of scripture. As we continue to read in verse 30, the 19th chapter of Matthew's Gospel, it says, but many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. I'm reading now Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a household. When I was early in the morning, I hired laborers and sent y'all. When he had agreed with the laborers for 8 pennies a day, he sent them into this yard. He went out and saw others standing idle on the marketplace and said unto them, so he also did not, and whatever is right, I will give. The way went that way. Gang now about the 6th and 9th hour and said likewise. And about the 7th hour he went out and found others and standing idle and said unto them, why stand I idle all the day? They say unto him, because no man had a house above. And said unto them, go ye also to the vineyard. And whatsoever is right, that shall be received. But when even was come, Lord of the vineyard, he said unto all the laborers and give them their hire, beginning the last of the first. And when they came that were hired about the 7th hour, seized every man a penny. But when the first came, they said that they should have received more, and likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received, murmured against the man of the house, saying, these last were brought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Is not thou to me for a penny? Take that 9 years. Go thy way, I will give unto the last, even as unto thee. And not lawful for me to, but I will with mine own, because I am good. Last, thou be first, and first and last, for many are called, but few chosen. An interesting parable. Well, you know not, Jesus, while here on earth, spoke 38 parables. And this is doubtless one of our most important and significant parables that ever uttered our Lord. Early in the morning, I got up and went into my house while my parents to search for late higher for the purpose of gathering in laborers. Made it a point of being in the marketplace at dawn. And I found out about two on one hand and the bath, lunch boxes on the other hand, waiting on someone to come and hire them for that day. So this certain household of got to the marketplace and found that they not a lottery found, not lazy found, laying back for the cross. Whether they were in anxious anticipation, expectation, waiting, according to the story, the household made a bargain for an oral contract with the laborers that were in the marketplace that morning. And the agreement that he made with them was that he paid them one denarium or one day's work. Laborers accepted the household of food. And they went on into the vineyard at 6 in the morning, the understanding that they would work until 6 in the evening or one denarium. But 2 hours later, the clock struck 9. Household went back to the marketplace. I got that and saw laborers standing in the marketplace. Did not make a contract. Did not make an oral agreement with them. He just simply said unto them, go into my vineyard and work. And whatever is right, I will give unto thee. And then they too worked. The householder went back to the vineyard and said the same thing to those who were go into my vineyard. Whatever is right, I'll give it to you. If they went to the vineyard, they worked. But then the gallows broke down. The clock struck 3 that noon. The householder went back to the vineyard.
What will I get paid? Where are we going to the money? So as he begins to speak to him, they want to know when we're going to get paid.
Register a complaint. Good. That's a
tell you what I will pay you. Just, I promise you, one denarii. Well, did I give you one denarii? And I can do with it as I choose.
Jesus, out
hour and did likewise. Look at what happened, verse 7, Paul, verse 7. And whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. Now, in the first category, that was the bargain, that was the agreement. Those who came first, said, I want much money for so much work. That's a contract. The others did not have a contract. They had a covenant. A covenant. Not a contract, but a covenant. In other words, just trust me. I'll do what's right. Now, the difference between these two is the difference between legalism, which is legal, and faith. How about sharing? It is. Peter was called an agent. He's an agent. That's why Jesus called Simon Peter. Of legalism. What's legal? What's legal?
Choice.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to see it. I've been on the pen. It needs a shall be glad, and glad shall be good. God doesn't give no equal favor, no equal work. God is concerned about the
Dr. Diop discusses the evolution of mankind.
Aujourd'hui, la science sait de façon sûre que l'humanité a pris naissance en Afrique, sous la latitude du Kenya, dans cette région qui est à cheval sur le Kenya, l'Éthiopie et la Tanzanie.
We are able to say scientifically today to say with certainty that mankind was born in Africa on the latitude more or less of Kenya, and that area which comprises Kenya,
Ethiopia,
and Tanzania.
Et qui va même jusqu'en Afrique du Sud, suivant un axe nord-sud.
And going on a north-south axis all the way south to South Africa.
Or, une humanité qui est née sous une telle latitude au niveau de l'équateur n'aurait pas pu survivre si elle n'était pas pigmentée noire dès son apparition.
So it's clear that any humanity that had its birth in that region could not have survived in an equatorial region without pigmentation.
La nature ne crée rien au hasard. Et elle a protégé l'humanité qui est née sous l'équateur en Afrique par un écran de mélanine. C'est ce qui fait que les premiers hommes étaient nécessairement noirs tant qu'ils n'étaient pas encore sortis de l'Afrique.
Nature doesn't do anything by chance. And it's for that reason that humanity, mankind that was born in a sub-equatorial region was given melanin to protect its skin. And it's for that reason that it is clear, it is certain, that first man had to be a black man.
C'est seulement quand cette humanité va sortir de l'Afrique pour aller peupler le reste de la Terre qu'elle va changer d'aspect suivant les régions géographiques et que les autres races vont apparaître.
It is only after that race left Africa to people other parts of the world that had different phenomena that man changed and became and took on different aspects, had a different look.
Ces premiers hommes comprenaient en réalité six spécimens. L'humanité, la nature a créé six spécimens d'hommes avant d'arriver à l'homme que nous sommes aujourd'hui.
Nature created six specimens of man before we got to man as we know him today.
Les trois premiers spécimens, je n'ai pas besoin de les nommer, n'ont pas atteint, dans l'état actuel de la recherche scientifique, un potentiel d'expansion leur permettant de sortir de l'Afrique. Donc, ils n'ont jamais été hors d'Afrique dans l'état actuel des recherches.
According to the scientific information that we have now, it appears that the first three of these species, which is not necessary to name, never acquired the potential or never arrived at the potential for exporting or leaving their own area.
No, n'ont jamais atteint un potentiel d'expansion pour sortir de l'Afrique.
They never had the potential to expand and to leave Africa.
Yes. Les trois autres sont sortis de l'Afrique.
Three others did leave Africa.
Le quatrième et le cinquième ont disparu.
The fourth and the fifth of these species disappeared.
Il ne reste que le sixième qui est l'homme que nous sommes.
And what remains is man as we know him, that sixth species.
Le cinquième, c'est celui-là que j'ai projeté ici. Vous le voyez, cet homme ressemble beaucoup à l'homme actuel, mais il n'est pas encore arrivé au stade de l'homme actuel.
C'est le cinquième?
C'est le cinquième.
This is the fifth of these species, which, as you will see, resembles very much man as we know him today.
Mais il n'était pas encore très différencié.
He was not yet very, but man as we know him today was not differentiated a great deal from this man.
Si vous le regardez, vous verrez que la différence qui le sépare de l'homme que nous sommes, c'est qu'il n'a pas de front. Vous voyez, les yeux sont presque à la place du front.
You will see that the difference, the major difference here, is that the fifth species did not have a forehead. you'll see that the eyes are situated very close to the tongue.
C'est très important ce détail, il faut le remarquer, il n'a pas de front. Donc il n'a pas, son cerveau antérieur est très différent du cerveau antérieur de l'homme actuel. Si vous le regardez, c'est comme s'il avait les yeux ici.
It's very important, this is a very important detail. It means that the brain inside was very different from the brain inside of man as we know him today.
Et quand on étudie son cerveau, quand on étudie l'anatomie de son cerveau, on voit qu'il n'a pas cette partie-là, ce cerveau antérieur.
And studying his brain,
ce qu'on appelle le lobe antérieur du cerveau, il ne l'a pas.
He does not have the anterior lobe of the brain. In studying, in anatomical studies, it has been determined that he did not have this anterior lobe.
C'est la grande différence entre lui et l'homo sapiens, sapiens que nous sommes.
That is the major difference, the fundamental difference between Homo sapiens sapiens, which is what we are.
Et ce spécimen n'a jamais pu sublimer la nature pour créer l'œuvre d'art.
This species was never able to overcome nature to an extent that he was able to create works of art.
Ensuite, je passe au suivant.
At this next slide.
Là, nous arrivons à l'homme comme vous et moi. C'est l'homme du milieu.
And now we have the man in the middle is the man that we are.
C'est le crâne du milieu. C'était un noir. C'est l'homme que nous appelons dans la littérature, si vous voulez, préhistorique, l'homme de Grimaldi.
This was a black man. The skull indicates that of a black man, which we call prehistoric history, the Grimaldi man.
On sait que c'était un homme de morphologie noire. Quand on voit sa morphologie, on voit que c'était un noir. Vous voyez bien, la forme du visage est très typique. Et nous l'avons comparé avec un crâne d'Africain d'aujourd'hui, le crâne de Gauche. C'est un crâne de Malien que nous avons dans notre collection à Dakar, à l'IFAN. Et le crâne de droite, c'est le premier homme blanc qui apparaît sur la Terre à la suite de la transformation de l'homme du milieu.
You can see in looking at the skull in the middle that the morphology of this skull is very much that of black. That is the skull of modern man. To the left of it, we have the skull of modern African man. It is one of those that is in our collection at University of Dakar.
L'homme qui est à droite maintenant, on ne le verra que l'homme qui est au milieu est entré en Europe il y a 40 000 ans.
40,000 years ago, the man in the middle left Africa and went to Europe.
Il va vivre en Europe de moins 40 000 ans à moins 20 000 ans, et c'est pendant cette période d'adaptation à un climat extrêmement froid qui est très différent du climat actuel, parce que c'est pendant la dernière glaciation que la Terre a connue et qui a duré 100 000 ans.
Il va donner
naissance. Donc, par mutation et adaptation, au troisième crâne de droite, qui est l'homme de Cro-Magnon.
The skull at the extreme right of the screen is that of Cro-Magnon man. It was between 40 and 20,000 years ago that the man in the middle left Africa to go into Europe at a time during what is called the final or the last glaciation. The climate in Europe was extremely cold. It was much colder than it is now. And during this period of some 20,000 years, he underwent the adaptation to become what we know as white man.
Donc, c'est bel et bien.
If you have Prime, you can get a year of Grubhub Plus free. That means $0 delivery fees on Grubhub. So activate Grubhub Plus and start saving. Delivery just got more delicious. A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, D.
In the morning, brush your teeth.
In the morning, brush your teeth.
E, F, G, H.
E, F, G, H.
Hurry up and don't be late.
Hurry up and don't be late.
I, J, K, L.
I, J, K, L.
Learn the Latin very well.
Learn the Latin very well.
M-N-O-P-Q.
M-N-O-P-Q.
What we say is what we do.
what we say is what we do.
R-S-T-U.
R-S-T-U.
You love me and I love you.
You love me and I love you.
V-W-X-Y-Z.
V-W-X-Y-Z.
Start again and chant with me.
Start again and chant.
See your child have fun while learning. Download Lingo Kids and start Play Learn.
Si on s'en tient sans préjugés, ordonnées rigoureusement scientifiques, nous sommes bien obligés d'affirmer en toute sérénité que c'est l'adaptation du climat lien à ce climat froid qui a donné naissance finalement au type qu'on appelle conventionnellement maintenant le type leucoderme ou l'homme blanc. Le blanc est sorti du noir à la suite d'un processus d'adaptation à un climat froid. Et cela, tous les spécialistes aujourd'hui le savent dans leur fort intérieur, même s'ils ne le disent pas avec autant de netteté.
It is very clear to all of the scientists involved in this field, even if they are only able to say it within themselves and unable to say it publicly, that the man that we know conventionally to be a white man evolved from a black man over a period of some 20,000 years of adaptation to a different climate. And if we are to say with any serenity, resting totally on scientific data, that is the conclusion that we must come to.
Donc, nous voyons bien que l'humanité, en sortant de l'Afrique et en s'adaptant aux différents climats de la Terre, a donné naissance aux différentes races. Voilà comment les races sont nées. Donc, la race est une notion géographique. Si le premier homme que vous voyez au milieu n'était jamais sorti de l'Afrique, il n'y aurait pas eu de différenciation raciale. L'humanité serait homogène et noire.
If the man that we see in the middle there had never left Africa to people other parts of the world, and if those people in other parts of the world in different climates had not, through the process of adaptation, become what they are in various regions of the world, all man would be homogeneous, and all men would be black.
Le reste de la Terre n'aurait pas été peuplé, serait désert. Et il y aurait eu une seule humanité noire cantonnée en Afrique.
If
et
that
le reste
man,
de la Terre ne serait pas habité.
If that man had not left Africa, the rest of the world would have remained a desert, would never have been peopled.
Donc, voilà. Vous voyez donc que j'ai répondu à la question que vous m'avez posée. En demandant où se situe le noir dans l'évolution de l'espèce humaine, je vous réponds qu'en toute rigueur scientifique, le premier homme de la Terre était un noir qui va se différencier pour donner naissance aux autres. Voilà la conclusion à cette première question.
And so to answer precisely your first question, which is or was, to what extent or in what way do blacks figure in the origin of man? The answer is the first man was black, and it was he who gave birth to other races of the world.
You have knocked out my first five questions.
Vous avez annulé la nécessité de poser les cinq premières questions.
Si, il faut les poser parce que j'avais noté mentalement des choses auxquelles je voudrais répondre. Même poser-les rapidement.
You must still ask them, even if you do it quickly, because he has reserved other information in response to that.
Why was it not possible for mankind to have been born in many parts of the earth?
Pourquoi n'était-il pas possible que man soit né dans quelques centres dans le monde?
Justement, quand les études de paléontologie humaine n'étaient pas encore assez avancées, il y avait deux théories qui s'affrontaient.
When human anthropology had not quite evolved to the extent that it has now, there were two theories that confronting one another.
La théorie selon laquelle l'homme est né en un seul endroit et s'est différencié pour donner naissance aux autres races, celle que je viens d'exposer, avait ses défenseurs.
There was the theory that he has just explained, that man was born in one place and became different as he popped people with other parts of the world, that theory had its defenders.
Ya ve, y no, cette première théorie, c'est celle qu'on appelle toujours la théorie du monogénétisme, c'est-à-dire d'une seule origine de l'espèce humaine.
This is called a monogenetic theory. That is that there was one source for mankind.
Il y a l'autre théorie maintenant, comme proposée, qui est, voulait que certaines conditions étant réalisées, qu'il ait existé un homme né en Afrique, un autre homme né en Europe, un homme né en Asie. Donc, l'homme aurait connu l'apparition de l'humanité, serait le résultat, si vous voulez, de plusieurs centres. L'homme, l'origine de l'humanité aurait connu plusieurs centres. Et on appelait cette théorie la théorie du polycentrisme, du polygénétisme.
The second theory is that of is a polygenetic theory, which believes or contends that man was born in Africa and also in Europe and also in Asia. In other words, that there were several locations in the world where man finds his origin.
Et que d'ailleurs, c'est cela qui pourrait expliquer leur différence.
And it is that that explains their differences.
Alors, cette théorie était même la théorie du sens commun. Je ne dis pas du bon sens, mais du sens commun. C'est-à-dire, il paraissait a priori, au premier abord, plus normal qu'il ait existé un homme au niveau de chaque continent.
That was that theory has certain amount of made a certain amount of sense. Not that it made good sense, but it made a certain amount of sense. It would explain that there are different peoples in different parts of the world with different characteristics.
Mais lorsqu'on y regarde près, il y a deux faits qui sont venus infirmer cette théorie.
But there, under closer scrutiny, there were two things that made this theory fall apart more or less.
D'abord, la nature ne passe jamais deux fois par le même point dans son évolution.
The first is that nature never strikes twice in its evolution. It doesn't ever hit the same place two times. Nature doesn't create twice the same thing. In the animal kingdom, in the animal kingdom, you can see that throughout the evolution of animals, a being was created and it either disappeared or changed somewhat, or a new being completely was created, but never the same being twice. And to remain strictly scientific, it doesn't make common sense to say that man was created twice.
D'autre part, la recherche préhistorique a prouvé maintenant que c'est la thèse qui paraissait la plus invraisemblable qui a triomphé maintenant au niveau de tous les scientifiques. Tous les hommes maintenant savent.
So all men was created by black men.
L'homme a une seule origine. C'est dans cette même région du Kenya. Parce que c'est là que nous trouvons, si vous voulez, tous les stades antérieurs.
It is in this region, that is this region in Kenya, where we find all of the most ancient evolutionary information. And it's for this reason that scientists are now able to say with certainty that they, at least they know that this is the case, that man could only have been created one time.
Les fossiles que nous trouvons à l'extérieur de l'Afrique, en dernière analyse, apparaissent toujours comme des fossiles plus récents que ceux trouvés en Afrique et qui leur correspondent.
All fossils that have been found outside of Africa have been found under close analysis to be much more recent than those found in Africa.
Et aucun autre continent que l'Afrique ne possède la série complète des six.
Thank you, that's the professor saying that all creation comes from Africa and from the black man. What that means tonight, you as a black woman, hold your head up, because anybody, they can be Chinese, they come from the black woman. And the black man can hold his head up, I don't care. Europe, wherever they're in China, they all come from the black man out of Africa.
So tonight, hold your head up and know that you are something special. Anybody else is a common copy. Go to your computer and you can take a picture. That's a copy. Because you are the original man. You are the original woman. You are blessed and highly favored. I want you to know that. So stop looking down on yourself. Stop trying to put a dress on and you're a man. Stop trying to pull your pants up and you're a woman, because you are the common copy. You are the real thing. You the real deal. Okay? And ain't no holy field. You the real deal. You know, like when Mohammed was, I'm the greatest. You are the greatest. You are the greatest beautiful black woman in the world. You are the strongest black man in the world. God made you with the melon. Because I'm dark, yet you make that. Reason the people is light, they went to Europe, but they was African. Reason they Chinese, they went over to China, but they still black. They all lives come from Africa. I just want to say that. Well, you know, all lives come from Africa. Don't get it twisted. Stay straight. Know that you are somebody, you're something special. Tonight, I'm praying for you, you, and even you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Don't forget, if you got a need, you plant a seed. Whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you need. I'm looking for a great miracle. I'm going to give you a scripture right quick. Get your pencil. 20:28, 23:23, 25, 45:15, Psalm 16 and Psalm 3, 64:94, Psalm 41, and read Psalm 74. I want you to get ready and have a happy Mother's Day. And don't be getting no red, no black, no white rose, because she dead. And I got to wear white. And she, your mother is living in you. That's your DNA. So wear something red, something light, something fire. Like the little girl said, when I play Alicia Keys on Fire, the little girl, or the married little granddaughter, loved it. Tell bitches to play Alicia Keys. She has a sense of the note that the girl is on fire. And I want you to be on fire for God. God bless you. Don't give somebody the number to call in tomorrow night. Be blessed. Love you. Keep praying for you. Happy Mother's Day to all them. Like Ben said, all is well. So I want you to get ready. Call somebody and look, Deborah, be on time. Be on time. You come late. Be on time. You might miss what we got. Start on time. Thank you for the testimony. I know you're half asleep, but hey, you wake up. Thank you, Mother Pearl William, for the testimony. Thank you for reading the scripture of Mary Hawkins, because a prophet, one of the prophets, they like how you read the scripture. Okay, I like that. Prophet Wilson, that you like how you read the scripture. Amen. God bless you. And everything is in divine order. I want you to know that.